The White House fills a long-vacant religious freedom seat. The ministry tackles a contentious freedom issue involving voting rights. And is technology the means to an end in outreach? These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Most of the world's religious discrimination is aimed at which group? If you said Christians, you'd be right. That's why the U.S. created the Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom. The post has been empty for a long time, but Open Doors David Curry says there's good news from the White House.
They've appointed Rabbi David Saperstein to this appointment. I'm hoping that he will be very effective. We're hopeful. We're prayerful, I guess you'd even say, that this new role will have a great deal of influence and access to the Secretary of State and shape some of the ideas and policies of this administration.
Who is this guy? Can he do the job?
He has a good reputation as far as support of persecuted Christians and religious liberty and the issues that are important to Open Doors.
So what? The issues aren't just over there. This is the Great Commission.
The wider political environment, the administrations and governments are not going to care about persecuted Christians more than the actual Christian community does. It's really a biblical mandate to stand with our brothers and sisters, that when one part of the body hurts, we all hurt.
Next, evangelical leaders in eastern Ukraine are calling for help. Russian ministries posted an official report on their website. Leaders describe how pro-Russian separatists are targeting believers for attack, everything from kidnappings and beatings to torture and even death. Pastors are calling on the international community to take action. Will you stand with these believers in prayer? Add your voice to the prayer wall we're building on our website. This is Mission Network News. How much of an ex-felon's life is redeemable? Well, Christ can redeem the soul of any sinner, right? But should U.S. ex-felons regain their civil rights? David Scheringa of Crossroad Bible Institute says ex-felons should have the right to vote.
The Bible's not about payback and revenge. We must get out of our heads that punishment is about payback and retribution. Punishment should be about restoration and rehabilitation.
Scheringa talks more about this issue in a full report at our website.
What better way to be a voice for the voiceless than to give the voiceless a voice, and that is the vote. We are a country of second chances.
The gospel message is one of redemption through the salvation offered freely by Jesus Christ. Should redemption stop at the soul? Share your thoughts at the comments section at our website, missionnetworknews.org. Pray for wisdom regarding this social issue. Meanwhile, some chains are too strong to break on your own. Christian Aid Mission supports a drug rehabilitation center in China that's giving people the key to unlock chains of drug addiction. Christ. Amy Cotton of Christian Aid says,
the biggest thing is that their life has changed. We know that true healing and freedom can only come from Christ. It's exciting to see lives change. I mean, lives restored and families restored.
Many non-Christians go to the center because they know it works. Now, many of you know what this freedom in Christ means. Celebrate the freedom God's given these people. Here's how you can pray.
Most of all, we need your prayers that God would be with these men, that He would give them courage, He would give them strength to go through this program, to overcome this temptation and this vice in their life, and that God's glory would just shine through and make a difference in their lives.
And you see it all the time. From public toilets to car engines to cell phones, technology is shaping the way we all do what we do. In this changing world, faith comes by hearing, stays on their toes with the digital Bible platform. The standardized, digitized Bible content is used to reach every ear with the truth about Christ, no matter what decade. Recently, they went over 200 million users of this content. If you're passionate about technology, visit our website for the full story. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through some suffering? Get the book Learning to Suffer God's Way, Discovering Purpose in Suffering by Donald Zoller, free from SAT-7. It can help you turn suffering from an imposition to a blessing. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.